You might want to make his bed on the floor.
He'd put him a quilt down there and get down there on the floor. Call it the pallet.
It was kind of a treat, was it?
Yeah, I'd step on a menu and pallet that away.
Something different.
Yeah.
You mentioned putting barrels down in the ground for the milk. Did you ever hear anybody call that, have a place called a dairy?
No, I don't think that was dairy. I thought was a place where you milked a lot of cows.
Yeah. Sometimes I have a little room off the kitchen sometimes where they keep food and...
Well, they might have had, I don't know about that, but no matter my wife had, well, we could always keep it in the kitchen and storeroom together, you see.
The thing I was interested in is kitchen closet or a pantry or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. There's been a lot of them as far as that's concerned.
Which word would you use?
Kitchen pantry, I guess.
Which would be an extra room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did your wife keep the house clean? How did she?
Well, she used brooms. Mm-hmm. Broom at that time, and mop after you got to where you get mops.
Did you mostly sweep up?
Yes, sir.
Broom. Where did she keep the broom? When she wasn't using the broom, where did she keep it?
She kept it up in one corner of the room or house somewhere.
Would you tell me, best you could remember, how did she keep your clothes clean?
Well, she'd...
Next to making soap, right?
She
made her own soap?
Oh, yeah. We were first married. Of course, there wasn't no such thing as washing machines at that time, and I built a fire out in the yard a million time and drawed water and filled up the pot to get hot water, you know, to wash with. Mm-hmm. And then she'd do that washing with a tub and old washboard. You know.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, well, it was, sure was.
How did she get the soap out once she scrubbed the soap in?
She'd wring them. Wrench them, I mean, and wring them out. Mm-hmm. It all would come out.
Mm-hmm. And did you use that soap to wash your face with, or?
The toilet soap is what you use to wash your face with, and this here was P&G soap, I imagine.
The lye soap would be pretty rough on your skin.
Well, that's what comes for your lye. Now, it runs through the ashes, you know, and makes soap. I've done it a many time. I've poured water in it. Mm-hmm. Of course, it done the soap making.
And I meant to ask you, how did you keep the rain out from coming in the house? Did you have...
had a roof over it, you know.
I mean, what did you have on the roof? Did you make your shingles, or...?
Well, a lot of folks did, yeah. And then they bought some. Mm-hmm. Shingles and roofing.
I don't know how to say it, but you could just chop out shingles, is that the...
No, you had to... That was called boards at that time.
Oh.
You had a floor and a little old mallet made out of wood, you know, and so you'd stick that board, that piece of timber down here, and then get your length of the width of the board you wanted, and then you'd flap it down, and then you'd put it down in, and